Talking a little college football now with Brent Baird of College Sports Notebook, 1010 XL Radio in Jacksonville, First Coast News, and more. Well, Brent, you know, over a week, we've had a lot of Texas and Oklahoma talk, and all of a sudden, it's like they're our brethren for life. I don't know. It just seems like it went from like a first date to we've been married 40 years and dancing on the dance floor at that wedding as everyone claps for how many anniversaries we have. So,
well, we better get used to them because they're coming. Let me say real quick, we just got some breaking news that Miles Brennan of LSU, who many thought would start for them, has an arm injury and is out indefinitely.
Wow.
So what that does, obviously, is put LSU in a dilemma. The good thing about it is they've got Max Johnson, who beat Florida, and who were really, really good with it, but just wanted to throw that in there real quick. But to your point, it really just a matter of time at this point before they come, Chad, Oklahoma and Texas. They're still trying to figure it out. The Big 12 wants to keep them in the fold as long as they can. The rights fee doesn't end in 2025. But look, there's no way in the world that they're going to allow that to go on for another 4 years, are they?
No, I don't understand. When I saw that, we just got done with our conversation last Monday, and then Tuesday I think they signed, and it said 5 years or until 2025. And I looked and I was like, there is no way, even though they were seeing this today, that contracts today in sports are not as vital. If just ask the NBA and Anthony Davis and all these people that signed $300 million and peaced out a couple days later to join these super teams. I think that it's out there for the date to give everybody time. I think it'd be fair to give other teams like in the Big 12 and around other conferences to sort of figure out what the future is going to look like. But 4 years for this, I don't see the two people that just got a divorce sitting in the same couch together for 4 years. I just don't see that happening.
No, it's ludicrous. All in all, and the other thing that goes along with that would be just the simple fact: when they go in the SEC, OU and Texas are going to make about $20 million more. So whatever that exit fee is, and it's $80 million, and they'll renegotiate that down to probably about half of it the way A&M and Missouri did. When they're able to do that, they will be able to move on. And look, the other thing is, Chad, frankly, if you're Bob Bowlesby, do you really want A&M and Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma, in Yorkton to continue in your conference when they really don't want to be there to begin with, and also to have to put up with the it's going to be bad enough next year or this coming year, but can you imagine what both those schools are going to be dealing with from the rival fans when they go on the road?
That's what I said. I said jokingly the other day to a friend that was a Texas fan, I'm going to show up in a just like Rob Lowe did with the NFL hat, and just a shirt that says SEC football on it and a hat, and just show up to a Red River Shootout. And in the fourth quarter when it's like a big third down, be like, all right, everybody, let's get the chant going. SEC. And see what both of their fan bases, the looks that they give me, like, bro, we're not there yet. Like, let us soak this in a little. But I want to ask you real briefly, and I know Drew's got a few questions for you as well here, about this Quinn Ewers situation. He's leaving high school early. Now, we talked about it. I've seen people earlier, Drew brought this up about how we've seen people graduate early because they took more elective classes and they got out early so they could play. But he's just saying adios and, you know, I'm out for my final year of high school and going straight to college because you can get paid for your brand and your name, image, and likeness now. Is this a trend, though? Because we've seen a lot of guys that leave college early after 3 years removed. And they go on to have a lot of success in the NFL. Justin Fields just got drafted. A lot of those guys. Most of them are assumed to leave when they're that good, like Trevor Lawrence. But then you have the James Wilder Juniors of the world, like at Florida State, where people probably said, hey, man, you're going to be a borderline draft pick, and you leave after 3 years. He doesn't get drafted, and he can't come back to college. So this is one of these situations very similar where, are we going to even start seeing the three-star guys dropping out of high school a year early because they know they might be able to go down the road to a school and make a couple $1,000s?
I hope not, Chad. This is a bad precedent because these kids are setting themselves up to be fools almost if this doesn't work out. Look, they need to enjoy their last year of being a senior. I've seen that on Twitter all day long. Danny Cannell, one of the folks who mentioned that too. I just don't get it. You're taking such a big chance here that you're, and see, here's the reality of this. These kids don't understand. Okay, you don't play your senior year and then you don't play your freshman year because you're not good enough in order to do that. How hard a prospect do these guys think they're going to be after they haven't played for 2 years and no one's given them any love?
Well, the only thing, though, Brent, that I would rebuttal that, I agree with what you're saying. I think if you're good enough, you should be able to wait for your senior year like everybody else, and you're going to get plenty of money if you're the confident quarterback that everybody expects the number two prospect to be. But I will say this, just like insurance, where we pay for things all the time just on a hope or a whim that something happens, because that's what America's about, is protecting our assets, protecting things before it happens. And I think in this case, Quinn Ewers might be looking and saying, if I don't get to play immediately, this might even be better financially for me because I sit there a year, they still think I'm this god, but they know I'm young, it's going to take some time, and then they start getting the contracts from everybody in town, and people are hoping that next year when it rolls around and he beats out Stroud or one of these guys assumed that he has all this money now left when he didn't even have to throw a ball or look good or bad. That's the only thing I could say about this situation with Ewers. That's just a counterpoint to what you're saying.
The thing that would concern me about this, too, would be what if he doesn't get this money from all these businesses that he thinks he is?
That's true.
Look, here's the reality of it. You're in Ohio. You have no idea who this kid is. Oh, you know that he's got a lot of recruiting hoopla behind him. But if you're a business, Chad, do you really want to take a chance on a kid that ought to be at his high school prom?
No, and he's not a local kid either. He's coming
correct.
From hundreds of miles away. But I will say, Brent, in his defense, there's two or three tattoo parlors that are guaranteed to get him from some free tattoos in Columbus. So I do know that, at least.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I think, Brent, bouncing off of this discussion of Quinn going to college, what is your thought on the idea that these guys are going in? And Ohio State's got three true freshmen, technically, with eligibility refreshing.
Right.
You know, he's going to be the fourth guy on that list. Why would he go to Ohio State and not go to another school to try to – and we don't just see it with Ohio State. I mean, Clemson has done it. There's guys who are committing to Clemson where they might have two or three guys that these players have to wait on either to leave or to try to beat out for these starting jobs. Why do we see them go to these colleges over and over again as opposed to maybe going to a couple of different schools where they could either be the guy right away or they wouldn't have to wait as long or go up against as many guys in competition?
They all think they're the guy. It doesn't matter. And it's like Chad said a minute ago, they could be a three-star somewhere. But that's the good and bad that you see with these high school kids right now. They've been told how good they are since they were about 7 years old, and they have swallowed that hook, line, and sinker. And look, there's no way in the world that Ohio State quarterback room is going to remain at that number. You've got one or two of those kids who will probably leave, maybe even sooner than we think. But that's the confidence these guys have got. Now we see some kids who are afraid of competition. Obviously, a guy like that is not. But I hope this doesn't continue. Mm-hmm. I heard Tom Lugenbill talk about this, and he mentioned that you've only got the old Urban Meyer phrase, 1% of the 1%, who maybe could do what this kid is doing. But I just think it's a real this could be a real growing problem. And as Chad said, if we've got kids who are a lot less talented than he is, think they can pull this off.
Yeah, I think it's go ahead, Drew. But there's a lot. We're going to see this. It's even worse than the college to NFL. You have a bunch of high school kids that want to get paid, and their families a lot of time bad situation.
Sure.
That are going to get anything. We're not talking about the guys in the NFL. At least are trying for multi-million-dollar contracts. So the minimum is what, $448,000. These guys will, someone's like, almost reminds me of like a comedy movie, but they'll be like, hey, buddy, come over here. Give you a couple hundred bucks. You skip college. I mean, skip high school. You're fine. So that's the thing is we're talking petty deals are going to go down, and people are going to give up their childhood pretty much for it.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
I'll be honest with you. I don't see it going in the other direction real quick. But what's going to temper some of this stuff is when this name, image, and likeness ends up being not quite maybe the fool's goal that some of these kids thought it was going to be.
One thing I believe that I think it might have been Dabo Swinney who said this during ACC media days is that name, image, and he thinks that name, image, and likeness is for some but not for all, and I think that. When you sit back and think about it, and you just mentioned it a little bit, where these guys think they can just leave and get whatever they can or whatever they want, that's not necessarily the case, I think to rely solely on that is a little bit of a risky move because, and we had talked about it before, these guys who are five-star players turn out to do absolutely nothing in college, or they really struggle to make their footprint, and I think that that's something that you obviously don't want to see, but in terms of them trying to bank on getting this name, image, and likeness or benefiting off of it financially in a significant way is a little bit of a risky move, knowing good and well that you're just in high school, and I don't know how many companies are exactly going to take a risk on you as a prospect who hasn't necessarily shown anything when they could invest their money in, for Ohio State's guy like C.J. Stroud, who's likely going to be the guy there.
Yeah, well, that's my point with all this, too, I just don't see a lot, maybe they will, but I just don't see a lot of businesses in the state of Ohio that are going to give a kid that didn't go through his senior year a great deal mm-hmm. when they basically have nothing to go on with this guy. But I just think when you're getting these deals in high school, to me that's a concern. I'm fine with it in college. I just have some struggles with it for high school kids.
In terms of these guys as well, with the players getting this, this money, how important is it, do you think, that they have somebody around them that do you think they need an agent, or agents I think obviously are going to be involved in this, or do you like the fact that some programs are dedicating their business departments towards helping these kids understand what it's like to run their own business or own their brand, which is something they may have never been taught before?
They've got to have some help one way or another, and look, I've been told that there are some coaches who are basically telling all their players to get an agent. Now, they need to be sure that they've got a bona fide agent who knows what he's doing and is licensed. What they don't need, and I'm being facetious here, but you get the point, They don't need Uncle Richard, who's got about three jobs, and thinks he's an agent about going to help NFL players. There are way too many kids that have been down that road, and their dreams were put on hold or even stopped because they went to somebody and got the wrong advice.
Brent, got about a minute here left, but wanted to say this. This is funny, actually. Somebody just sent me Clemson and Florida State have reached out to the SEC about joining the conference. Now, it says per source. This is from Pro Football College, PFF College. It says at Mark Ryan on air, so I got a good chuckle out of that. But, you know, I just talked to Mark a few days ago, and I'm sure are you still doing the shows with him weekly there as well?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
I kept up with Mark. You know, as you know, we worked together for 18 years. He gave me my first opportunity in Orlando, and then we worked together up here in the Panhandle. That's actually how I moved here, was the opportunity that he had called me about a job opening. So the opportunities, it's funny, though, that he's now getting retweeted here. But to the Clemson and Florida State situation, do you believe that what percentage would you put in a long-term deal?
I believe it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But I do believe that. Was it the AD or was it the president? No, but it was probably some third party that is acting on their behalf to see what they could do. I've got a contact in FSU who told me he thinks they've reached out several times to the SEC. So and look, this may be once in every 25-year possibility for both those schools. Whether they do or not, don't you at least put your toe in the water and see if it might be possible?
Yeah, and geographically, it makes a whole heck of a lot more sense than than Oklahoma and Texas. But you know, hey, what do we need a map for anymore, right? Is it we got GPS and nobody knows where we live? So, hey, Brent, appreciate everything, and looking forward to doing this again next week, my friend.
Good, me too, bud. Take care.